I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Tension simmers just below the surface in Kenya in the past 2 weeks.
There has been a lot of violence. There's been a lot of people injured. A few people have been killed, and then a lot of destruction of property.
Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller says anti-government protests have injured more than 400 people. Demonstrations paused on Sunday so the opposition leader could begin talks with the president.
We don't know at this point if any positive things will come out of this. We hope so.
Kenya Hope recently increased its food aid to local churches. A fourth year of drought means crops and livestock are failing, but believers can't buy food in the market because it's too expensive. Pray for perseverance. Believers continue gospel work even though conditions keep getting worse.
Pray for peace in the country. Pray that the talks would be productive and that we can see some answers to these situations.
Sat7 is infusing biblical dignity into women in the Arab world through satellite television programming. Arab women in the Middle East and North Africa are often devalued. Wives are abused. Daughters are pulled out of school to work at home. Sat7's Joe Willie.
Within families in those cultures, women truly are a possession. They may be viewed as chattel. And so women need to understand in these cultures about the dignity that they deserve because they're made in the image of God. So we have a new TV series that it's a five-year program.
The new Sat7 series is called Today, Not Tomorrow. The show interviews women and girls and shares their stories with scripture discussion. Pray for Arab women watching Sat7 to find their worth in Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio offers a free daily devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.